each faded with time, as if they'd sat out in the bright sun too long. Jonah and me feeding a goat at the state fair. Jonah and me in swim lessons together, in our Little League uniforms. Walking high school hallways where Jonah was effortlessly popular and I was his wingman. Visiting Jonah at UNLV, then at Carnegie Mellon. Swimming with Jonah in Venezuela, where he got sick, and I didn't. I pushed the door shut and moved to where Jonah lay dying, a thin, pale version of the healthy guy in my mind's photo album.
Theo.
My brother, struggling to breathe, struggling to hold on, while I was still strong. Strong and ready to tear down the walls of this goddamn place, to set the whole fucking world on fire at the unfairness of it all. Still not strong enough to walk over to his bed and say goodbye. Jonah managed a weak smile.
That bad, huh?
You've looked worse, I said, finally moving into the room and taking a seat beside his bed.
Bite me.
His chuckle was a horrible-sounding wheeze. His hand twitched on the blankets. He didn't even have the strength to lift it. I reached to clasp it, wrapping my fingers around his. Jonah's smile faded, and his eyes, still sharp, met mine.
I'm worried about Mom.
His heart could only pump enough air for two or three words at a time, squeezing them out between shallow intakes of breath. I'll take care of her, I said.
And Dad, he'll come around about your shop. I believe in you.
I doubted our father would ever support my work as a tattoo artist, but at that moment, Jonah's I believe in you was all I needed.
Now, Jonah said, his gaze intent. The favor I want from you. Remember?
I sat forward in the chair. Name it.
Casey.
My voice stuck in my throat. I coughed it free. What about her?
You love her.
The words were weak and soft, yet each one struck my chest like a hammer. I couldn't speak, couldn't move, could hardly blink. I was on fire, a million different emotions boiling in my guts, stealing my air, choking my words. Despite keeping everything buried, deep down where it could never see the light of day and betray my brother, he saw everything. He always had. He smiled at my paralyzed expression.
I'm glad, T. I'm so relieved it's you.
I almost found my voice to tell him it wasn't me. I wasn't anything. What the hell did I know about love? Not a damn thing. And he was wrong anyway.
She'll never love me because she loves only you, which is how it should be. The favor.
Jonah's gaze bored into mine with all the strength his failing body lacked.
Take care of Casey. Please. She'll need you. She's strong, but if she falls, help her. Love her, Theo. This life is short. Don't hold back, okay?
I nodded. Only because he needed me to. Not because I had any fucking clue how to do what he was asking of me. Jonah eased a sigh of relief. He was beyond exhausted and had yet to see Casey, to say goodbye to the love of his life. I couldn't waste their time. It was time now. I clenched my jaw hard against the tears, but they came anyway. Say it. It's now or never. You'll never have this chance again. I love you, I said through gritted teeth.
Me too,
Jonah said, his voice so weak and thin.
Love you, T. Always will.
The grief